So in the case of pure devotees, their material needs are also provided for when they are when they practice bhakti. Yes, that is true. At the same time, that is not the Vedic standard. In the sense that even if we see Krishna, he actually comes to establish dharma. And he creates a system for establishing dharma. He says, evam parampara praptam rajarishayo viduhu. So basically, he is actually creating a material system for the maintenance of dharma. And when there is a disturbance in the material system, he says, I myself distant for what? For re-establishing the system. Dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So it is not that the miraculous is the expected standard. There can be miraculous interventions when Krishna comes and protects his devotees and even satisfies their material needs. But that is never the standard. That is miraculous, and that points to the exalted nature of that particular devotee and the great love of Krishna for that point. But it is not that is the standard at all. So there is the Vedic culture. So for example, in the traditional system, it was if there is a temple. Now temples are not necessarily normally themselves earning sources. Temples, so people have to come and give charity. If there's a big temple and sufficient people don't give charity, how will the temple go on? So what would be the tradition would be is that the people would give cows and people would give land. And then the Brahmana priests who were looking after the temple, you know, they would employ Shudras who would till the land. And the Shudras would also get some of the grains, the barter trade would be there. And after that, the grains from there would be used to offer bhoga, and the families would be fed, the Brahmanas, most of the Brahmanas would be grihasthas, the families would be fed. So it is not that, you know, if a person is a priest and he has a family, it's not that they are expected to simply depend on charity. There was a system created over there. System was temple. Temple cannot sustain itself always by charity. So then there has to be a system for which the temple can also have some reliable source of food and things like that. So the exceptional is meant to, the extraordinary is meant to inspire us to practice the ordinary with greater faith. What do I mean by this? See, the Bhagavatam 6th canto describes Ajamil's pastime, where Ajamil just chants once the name of Narayan and he's delivered. Now after hearing this, Parikshit Maharaj doesn't say, hey, I don't have to hear Bhagavatam 7 days. I'll just chant once Narayan when the snake covers comes to bite. He doesn't say that. He actually starts practicing, he keeps hearing the Bhagavatam. So the miraculous, the extraordinary, that is meant to inspire our faith. Yes, Krishna is so merciful, Krishna is so kind. And if Krishna can do so much for those devotees, if I practice bhakti lifelong, then how much Krishna will take care of me? So it is not that the extraordinary examples of Krishna's intervention, we are not meant to make them as our standard expectations. They are meant to increase our faith in Krishna, that if we serve him diligently with the standard process, then we will move closer to him and he will reciprocate. Okay?